not on the docket today, but we've agreed to take them up. And please tell me your name again, sir.
Kevin Jones, JCI LLC.
2023-264 and 270.
264 and 270?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, we appreciate you getting to take these up a little early. Maybe get them off our docket for another day. Is 264 and 260 and 270, they're both nightly rentals, but one is more valuable than the other, is my understanding?
Correct.
And I think we have them now under what in here?
What was the name of the...
It should be JCI.
JCI. Got it.
I don't know that we have JCI.
So JCI has two, and Kevin Jones has one.
Okay.
Yeah, those two.
They're actually... Oh, wait, one maybe. So are there three BOEs or just one?
There should be two.
Okay, what is the assessor's appraised value? Well, I don't have a BOE number on. Yeah, I do. On appraised value on 264. Well, we don't have any on our.
Oh, 264 BOE.
Is a BOE number. Okay.
I was looking at the address.
BOE 264 is the smaller property.
Okay, so the 264, the value on it right now should be 262,466.
Is it the bigger property?
I need to check my Albrecht system, but I think that's what it is.
David, the 264 is the bigger property.
Is it 242?
Well, the one I have in here says opinion of market value 108, and opinion of market value in 270 is 250. The opinion of market value. That's why I assumed. I can give you addresses. One is 242 Water Sound. That appears to be the smaller one. And 237 Water Sound, is that the bigger one?
Opposite.
Or is
I think you're flipped.
Okay, well.
242 should be the big one.
242
I think,
is the larger one.
All right, well, you've got the opinion of market value on that one way lower than the other one. So that's what confused me, I guess.
Can we see, David? Because... The
14.
Appraised market value on the 264 appeal, the appraised market value we have on this notice is $675,000.
510, I'm looking.
Well, that might cause a little difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I show 262,466.
Yeah, that's what I have. Or that's what I was just told by the assessor.
Here's the ones from last year.
I'm sorry, and what did you say your name is?
Kevin.
Kevin Jones.
Kevin Jones.
Susan, would it be helpful to look at the card that came out?
Okay.
We have the cards.
No, I didn't check how many he owns. I didn't check.
I just have two properties.
So, okay. He has two. Here. There's also a Kevin Jones that owns a chateau.
Okay,
I'm wondering if that's
mine are
wrong.
All in Branson Cove.
And that has the right address on it.
Mm-hmm. The other Kevin Jones person, that's a separate Kevin Jones.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I want to make sure there's no confusion on properties.
Okay. What's the appraiser's assessed value on BOE 270?
Okay,
let's see. What's your son's
name? That's Chris.
Okay.
I had your sheet up here. I didn't want you to.
Yeah. I was just
what does the parcel
thing.
Number end with for this one you're asking me?
9.099.
There you go. I want to make sure you got them.
Our value on that one is $262,466.
Same as the other one?
Is that appraised?
No. 262? This is for the one that ends in 9.099.
And appraised value is 262?
$262,466.
Okay, that's what you just gave me for 264.
Well, then let me look and see what we got here, because this is confusing when I don't have my paperwork. JCI.
270 is the
2. Okay, look up. This one is 510,086.
So the 9.039 property, you have it now down at 510.
510,086.
Okay.
Okay, and that's BOE 264, is it 510?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And 270 is at 262,466.
Yes.
Knowing that now, Tim, is there a valuation argument or is it just classification?
Yeah, on the little.
Apparently, the numbers that were sent out to you on your notice were not correct.
Okay. So we think on the small one, which is the appeal number 270.
Correct.
With the new valuation that Susan has given us, it sounds okay
on the 262,466.
Yes.
Okay. So the only, you'd withdraw the valuation argument and keep the classification.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I think we should withdraw it.
We got the, you know, that's the one that I'm going to say that gross revenues on that property, income wise, is $9,000 so far this year. Right now, the taxes due are going to be approximately 25% of gross revenues. Seems pretty steep.
And we don't, I mean, without a.
Yeah.
If we've got some numbers, I mean, the assessor can work usually before we get to this point. It's harder for us to get.
Yeah. It's only been rented for 6 months.
As far as the, if you were to turn around and sell it, though, is that appraised value? If you were to sell the property, is that appraised value too high?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, we certainly encourage, as Tim has said, the preferred valuation sometimes is the operational expense, but you have to get to the assessor or provide a lot of information when you get here. And I understand you don't have it yet, right now.
That's as of 12 days ago.
Right.
I mean, all I can give you is the first 6 months of the year. That's all. First 4 months of the year, there wasn't anybody in it. So. Basically.
Right.
A week here, a week there.
Okay. On valuation of 510,086.
So is that going
to
keep within the 15%?
Since he's made the economic argument, I mean, we can still rule on that.
This is JC.
I'll just do it on both of them.
Okay.
And then on classification, you have obviously been sitting here watching what we're doing. If these are the only two properties, is that my understanding?
Yes.
Then you are wanting BOE 264 to be designated as mixed use?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion
David, I do have one further argument. I'm in agreement with the mixed use. But I do note that the property in appeal number 264 back in last year in 2022, it was 75% residential and 25% commercial, and we're content to keep the 75-25 split for this year.
Did you receive a notice that it would be 100% this year, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to amend it down again. We got to do it again.
Yeah. So last year was, again, 75 residential, 25% commercial. But what I wonder then, given that last year was 75% residential, and this year I believe the board's going to make it, again, reinstate the 75-25 split, I think that triggers a rule on how much you can increase the valuation of residential property. So that rule sits in 137.115.10. So again, of the Missouri statutes, 137.115.10, which says if you have property that falls within the residential classification, class one, which this one does, at least a fraction of it does, then the assessor year to year can't increase the value of that property more than 15% unless the assessor goes out and does an inspection of it.
But I think under the rule, and I've looked back at this too because we had this question to know whether or not to notice, you can then request an inside inspection of it as well. You have to go over and assess on the 15%, right? Mm. Is that what you're talking about? I'm sure it is, that statute.
Yeah, the assessor must do a physical inspection of the property. But what we know is Susan doesn't have the staff. Even if they wanted to do a physical inspection of their property, it would take, with the staff that they have, it would take them years upon years to.
We'll get to you. You don't have to raise your hand. Promise.
But I know Susan's I'm not accusing her of not trying to do inspections. But even if they had the best will in the world, they don't have the staff to do it.
Okay, and your point is that if you have to come back here every year, you want to take advantage of that residential,
mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Okay, so Susan made sure that when we did any kind of increase, and it doesn't have to be 15%, that everything that we did has pictures that we were actually there. And for each of his properties, I got pictures showing
okay.
the date.
Okay, so any of the ones that you are having them come back on these increase for these nightly rentals, you are going out there, because on the ones that we do classify as 75% residential, I personally think his argument is valid. If you're going out there and challenging it again, I mean, if you send them out 100% commercial notice on one we've already designated, then I think that they do have the right to that inspection.
Right.
I mean, I think, but I
on all of these we were out there.
Okay. And
did you get a postcard?
No. Okay.
So I have a question. Were these not part of the group that the builder and the valuations were actually lowered?
Yeah.
So we didn't go up 15%? Is that what we're saying?
No, we did go up because we had gone up. That's when the postcards went out. People should have gotten their postcards.
And then they were lowered.
But then
the
in the last
didn't come
week,
until late June.
The developer worked with me and we brought
and
everything
come
down.
Back down.
To take out that business part.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to use the values here so that there's no question, but let's see, fine. I'm sorry, Tim, is there any more?
No, that's,
okay.
That's it.
On BOE 264, I would make a motion that we you got a different number on your card. So I'm going to make a motion that we reduce it to the appraised value to $510,086 and classify the property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
So second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. On BOE 270, we'd make a motion that we decrease the valuation to appraised value to 262,466 and deny any change of classification. Because that is 100%. Is that correct? 100% commercial? All
right. Second.
It's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I would like to say, I think Taney County has some of the nicest people in the world.
I appreciate good. That. Yeah. We do appreciate you coming.
Tell other people we like visitors.
Well, we keep trying. We're trying to bring a bunch here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, if I'm not mistaken, that takes care of everything in front up to 488. We're at 488 now, which is Hobby Lobby, Dress for Less.
Yes.
Okay, do we have any